Welcome back to another episode of Taylor's Takes. I am joined by Ben Davis, interim head coach, Coach Corey Taylor. How are we doing today, Coach?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Doing good. So since the last time you talked to us, you guys had a couple games, a two-game stretch. Unfortunately, the first one you guys lost on Friday to Cathedral by a final score of 73-64. That game, obviously, you know, there's some circumstances with it. You didn't know if the game was going to be played or not. Mm-hmm. Now, first off, you know, just having those, you know, question marks, you know, throughout the day on if the game was going to be played or not, did that kind of take into account, you know, how you think your team played or anything like that?
Yeah, it definitely threw a wrench in maybe our plans and our schedule. We had a few distractions throughout the day, but some good things as well. We went downtown, went to Hang Time to see Rich Paul speak, LeBron's agent, and I thought that was a really good trip, but kind of, kind of threw our schedule off a little bit, but it was still a good, really good experience. And then pushed back our workout pregame ritual back a little bit, so our time was off a little bit. But you know, it's no excuse. You still got to go out there and perform. But I thought we were a step slow majority of the night until like the fourth quarter. We made a huge surge defensively and that turned into offense. And but you know, they're a good team. Delaney does a really good job with this group, and they're always a talented group of guys. So, but yeah, we didn't do what needed to be done in order to win the game. And obviously, the outcome is the outcome.
So, I mean, this Cathedral team, you know, as we're moving here, you know, you guys have one regular season game left and then tournament. So this Cathedral team is a team you guys could definitely see again in the tournament. You know, did you take anything kind of into account when playing them this time that you could see them again? Or is that kind of, you know, just down the road for you?
Well, it's down the road for us now. I think now we look at the next opponent, which obviously we won the game on Tuesday, the LC game, but then moving forward to Friday and against Tech. And so, you know, it's behind us. We learned our lesson. We watched it on film. We chop it up, we break it down, we get back to practice, and we try to correct those mistakes. And we move on to the next opportunity. And I think we bounced back pretty well Tuesday night.
So, yeah, so again, moving on to Tuesday night, February 20th, you guys won another MIC championship. So, first off, congratulations to yourself on winning your first MIC championship as a head coach. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, first off, what was, I mean, you know, the MIC obviously is very tough, you know, to go through that any year. Other than that Warren Central game, you guys, you know, looked every MIC game you guys brought your A game. Was that something that you know, needed to happen, especially after that first loss back in December to Warren?
Man, you know what? I think that a majority of games, like my mindset has always never been, think, okay, conference game, you know, non-conference game, whatever. It's been more so about what type of basketball we're playing at that point in time. And so I think at that time we played Warren, you know, really wasn't even thinking about it being a conference game, more so like where can we get to become a better team, make progress, and take strides. And that game, we just didn't finish the game well. At one point, we were up 15, 16 points, and we're never able to put them away. And that was our fault, and we deserve to lose. Whenever you get a lead and you're playing it that well and you don't respond when another team makes a run, you deserve to lose a game. So, and we didn't play well, but we've shown some great progress throughout the year. And I think, as you saw throughout the year in those MIC games and non-conference games, we've made a ton of progress, and I like where we're at right now.
Agreed. Totally agreed to your point. So you guys had a kind of total, I don't want to say total switch up, but the starting lineup did change in the LC game. Obviously, Tavion Williams, went down for a game. Do you know if you have any, thing you can pass on about his injury or anything like that?
No, he's back, man. He's back yesterday with no restrictions, and he's excited to be back, and we're excited to have him back. So, moving forward, it looks good for us.
Yeah, well, that's great news. But you guys did totally kind of change up your starting lineup. You added Justin Parks and Caleb Milan in. Mm-hmm. Justin Parks played really well in that position for Ramon. I think, you know, it felt like, you know, he kind of took that next step that you needed him to, you know, to see himself in that starting role. I think, you know, he did that very well.
Yeah, he's made a ton of progress. Last year, being a JV kid, we kind of saw his capabilities. And then this year, he's done some great things for us. Played really good role in the LN game as well. And I thought he deserved an opportunity. He had a great week of practice, and we saw him coming along pretty well. And I thought he'd be a good changer for us. But, of course, Ramon is a fantastic player as well. But he got some great minutes off the bench, and I think that's a great 1-2 combo, coming in. And JP's been really good in that role as well. And, of course, Caleb played a really good game, a really solid game for us as well in the Tuesday game. So I'm excited for him, you know, because I think he's been waiting for an opportunity, and I think he made the most of it. And so, you know, come tournament time, we're going to need him. Mm-hmm. And I think that was great for his confidence. And as we saw some things that he can do when he gets extended minutes.
So, yeah, so you mentioned Milan. You know, you guys went to him, especially early on in, I believe it was the third quarter. Mm-hmm. You guys went to him a lot. You know, obviously, you know, on the defensive end, it's kind of still a struggle for him. But on the offensive end, you know, to just throw it into your big man like that, you know, kind of like last year's offense, mm-hmm. you know, is that something that, you know, you plan to do more of, you know, especially down the, you know, in the come tournament time?
Yeah, during that game Tuesday, that was our advantage. Our advantage was our size, being 6'10", and the guy guarding him was about 6'2", 6'3". Mm-hmm. And so we thought we could take advantage of that, and I thought he did a really, really good job. You know, he got a putback dunk, got a couple seals and duck-ins in the post, ran a couple plays for him, and he delivered. And so definitely, I think, you know, he can score down there. He's got good feel. He's developed his feel. He's developed his physicality. And he's done some good things. Now, defensively, the issue is a lot of times he's guarding someone that's 6'2", 6'1", or 6'2". And so the quickness, it might be an issue. But obviously he does a good job protecting the rim and manning the paint. So and that's where, you know, it just depends on the matchup. But he's done some good things on both ends of the court as well throughout the season.
Now, Coach, you know, back to Ramon, I had a question on him. So, obviously, you know, you move him to the bench, you know, this – or don't move him, but, you know, take him out of the starting rotation, you know, and it felt like, you know, he almost needed that spark, you know, to get something going off offensively. I think he ended up with 7 or 8 points, and he played really good basketball. Do you think that is kind of a thing, you know, of just putting him, you know, back on the bench, you know, making him, you know, just kind of realize, you know, I still have to, you know, fight for my minutes out here? Do you think that was something that, you know, really could benefit him in the long run?
Yeah, I think so. But it was more so not so much, you know, punishing him or putting him on the bench. It was more so about rewarding another player that deserved it. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, JP's been working really, really hard. He's done some good things in the minutes that he's been given. And he's got a great attitude, man, great kid, got a good work ethic. And we just thought that he just deserved an opportunity. I think if you have those two guys, you know, coming in for each other when, you know, they need a break, whatever, that's a great combination. And so we just wanted to see what JP could do, and he did some great things. He was really good. So whoever starts, you know, this is not, you know, permanent or could be whatever, but we'll see what, you know, I believe both of them could do the same things.
Now, Coach, one more question, you know, before we move into the Tech game. That question is, you know, as you have a lot of senior depth on your bench. You know, you have Flanagan, Harrington, guys like those, you know, just coming off, and, you know, even Ramon, you know. So you have those three. Having seniors to come off the bench, you know, come these sectional time, how important is that?
Man, you know, it's a big deal. I think in years past, we've had a ton of depth, obviously last year. But guys have been around it. Guys have seen it, especially in the tournament. Guys have at least been around the program when we made that deep run. I think they have some valuable experience. They know what it looks like. They know what it tastes like, and they want to get back. The main thing with those guys is that they facilitate. They keep the same energy and defensive pressure. I think if they come in and play defense at a high level, baseline to baseline, and make it difficult on other opposing ball handlers, that's where they make us a lot better. And so, and obviously, they can score the ball. They can make shots. And that's only benefits us. And so, yeah, you know, I think they bring great experience off the bench as well.
Reed there. Now, Coach, last game of the season, you guys, you're in last game at Ben Davis High School. You guys take on Indianapolis Tech, Arsenal Tech at 7:30. I mean, it's going to be senior night. It's tomorrow. You know, a lot of emotion will, you know, run through the building. But what's some things, you know, you're looking to do against Tech that you could then move on, you know, to, you know, kind of preparing for sectional a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, they're a quality team. They're going to play hard. They're going to come in. They know it's our senior night, so they probably have a chip on the shoulder like, you know, let's ruin this or, you know, let's get a win on their court. But at the end of the day, you know, we always talk about daily is just us versus us. And going into the tournament, we want to play our best basketball. I mean, of course, you know, first quarter we'll play a lot of our seniors, that type of deal. But then, you know, we want to play a really, really solid game where you feel good about going into the tournament and getting ready for a couple of days of practice before we play our first opponent on Wednesday. So, you know, that's what we're looking forward to. And I think that's kind of been our goal throughout the season. It's not so much, you know, winning the McChamp, which is, you know, at the end of the day, that's one of our goals, our season goals. But our goal is every day, is to get better every day. And so we want to go out there tomorrow night and, you know, play well, get better. and feel like we got something out of that game. And so that's what we're looking forward to.
Well, thank you, Coach Taylor, for sitting down and talking to us. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow at 7:30 as the Ben Davis Giants take on Arsenal Tech. Thank you again. Thank you once again, Coach Taylor, for your time. Welcome back to another episode of Taylor's Takes. I'm joined by Ben Davis, interim head coach, Coach Corey Taylor. How you doing this morning, Coach?
Doing good, doing good.
So you had a pretty eventful week. You went 2-0 this week. First off, on Thursday, you guys played in one of the biggest rivalry games in the state of Indiana and probably across the country, the Battle of the West Side between the Pike Red Devils. You guys were victorious in that game. You know, what was some of the takeaways from, you know, that whole experience?
Yeah, first off, I got a lot of respect for that program, Coach Teague, what he's doing over there. Those guys play extremely hard. They're first class, and those guys are very talented program. But from our play, I thought we did some really good things in the first half. We got out to a fast start, got turned the ball over a little bit. We made some shots. I thought defensively we were sound. Had a tougher second half, but I thought the first half was very productive. And I think if we play the type of basketball, you know, obviously we got a chance. But yeah, got a lot of great contributions from guys like Tavion Williams and Ramon Enos and KJ, obviously, and Mark Zachary and Mark White as well. So even Jameer Avery stepped up in that game and did some great things for us. And so I look forward to seeing what those guys can do in the future.
You guys held them to 9 points in the first half. What was the key to that?
Just effort and intensity and the energy. I thought they, you know, energy is contagious. And I thought, you know, the way we just flew around defensively, getting tip balls, deflections, 50-50 balls, I thought we did some good things there. And kind of got off to a fast start offensively as well. So we got what we wanted, got the looks even when we weren't making them. So I thought we executed pretty well on offensive end and defensive end.
So, you know, obviously it's Pike's a very tough place to play in. First off, what was your initial reaction, you know, as your first game there as head coach? Because, I mean, you know, that student section was riled up. And then obviously there's just so much history in that gym as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just the battles through the years. I wasn't even in the state from Illinois. But, you know, when I was at Noblesville a couple of years, we played them. And it was always a heated rivalry, electric environment, atmosphere. And I thought, you know, even the last 5-6 years we played against them, me being an assistant, I knew what it was. And I knew they were going to bring their best. And we were as well. And so it was always tough. But we've done pretty well against them these last few years.
So, you know, obviously – after you guys got off to the 33-9 start, Pike came back in the third quarter and outscored you guys in the second half. Is that just kind of, you know, taking the foot off the gas, or is that, you know, Pike just hitting shots down the stretch?
Well, you know, they definitely made some shots, but I think a lot of that had to do with the way we kind of went about business. I think that we didn't come out with the same aggression or effort that we did in the first half. And, you know, it's kind of been our Achilles heel throughout the season so far, and that's where we kind of got to continue to improve, where, you know, when we get up, no one's going to quit. You know, everyone's going to give you their best. You get up 20 points, they make a three, and they're still celebrating, which means they, you know, feel like they still have a chance. And so our job and our goal is continue to play the same way no matter the score. And so whether we're up 30, you know, up 10, up 5, you know, tie game, we should be playing the same way. The energy should look the same, and that's what we preach to the team daily.
So then on Saturday, you guys moved on to beat the Zionsville Eagles at home in a game where Ben Davis shot or started off pretty slow. Zionsville got up to a 7-0 lead before you called a timeout. And from there, they pretty much controlled the first half until you guys came in with a strong second half. I think you guys ended up winning by you guys win by – what was the final score? Was it
62-49.
Yeah, so you guys ended up winning by double digits. So what was the keys to, you know, that comeback in the second half?
Same. It was our energy and our focus. And, you know, but at the same time, a lot of praise goes to those guys as well. JR over there does a great job with this team. And they're extremely disciplined. They remind you of Carmel, where they play a slow-down pace. They make you play in the half court. All five guys can make shots, and so you got to be aware. And they'll pass the ball around 5-6 times, maybe even 10 times, before they take a shot. And so you got to, you know, lock in. If you're overly aggressive, they'll backdoor you. If you're not paying attention, they'll, you know, they'll make you switch a lot, and they'll make these open threes. And they did that early. And I thought in the second half it was about us turn up the heat a little bit. And when we did that, I mean, good things always happen, like we did the first half against Pike. And so we're playing that way. Same thing in the first half against Addicts. We're very good when we do those things.
So another factor in these last two games is you've got some really good bench play from Caleb Milan. What's been the key to his recent successes?
Well, we kind of always knew that he had a lot of potential. He's got a lot of talent. You know, you're 6'10", you can't teach it. And so we knew it'll take some time for him to develop and be the, you know, get to that point where he can really make an impact on the game. But you really see him now. You know, it's definitely in that Pike game. I take it back to from the Addis game on. He's been flying around. He's in better shape. He's using his length. He's meeting shots at the rim. He's going to get rebounds off the rim. He's a great kid as well. And so he takes coaching, a very coachable kid, and his potential is, you know, is through the roof, man. He's got a bright future. So we love coaching him, and he's going to only continue to get better.
Is there any situation this season, I don't think we've seen it a lot, but is there any situation, you know, where we see Tavion and both Caleb on the floor together?
Yeah, we did a little bit experiment during the Addis game, and that went really well. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of teams just don't play, you know, two bigs like that against us. And a lot of times they're fours or guards, and so it makes it a little difficult defensively. But at the same time, I mean, it's worked for us, and down the road you could possibly see that in the game.
Good to hear that. So after the Zionsville game, your stretch this week looks like, first off, you guys take a 0.9 mile journey down the road to Covington Christian to take on them. Obviously, you know, they are a smaller school on the schedule, but one to never overlook. What are your initial thoughts going into that game?
Coach does a great job. Coach Flatt, he does a great job every year. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to make shots. They're going to make you play slow as well at times, but you know, obviously we're going to play at our pace, and it will dictate tempo. But, you know, it'll be another great test for us, another disciplined team, and a well-coached ball club. So we'll be ready to go. I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow. Another great opportunity.
So moving onwards, your weekend stretch is a very tough one. First off, you guys are at LN on Friday. We obviously all know how good LN is. They were nationally ranked before losing, unfortunately, to Carmel. But this is one of the best teams in the MIC. And so first off, how excited are you guys to play them? I'm sure that there's, you know, been some excitement to play them all season long. And, you know, how do you beat this LN team?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great team, and coach does a great job. I mean, give credit to those guys. They've done had a great stretch this year so far. I think it just comes down to, you know, they're athletic, and you got to stick to your principles and can't get caught up in playing the way they like to play. But like I said, they're talented. I won't give away what we'll do in the game, but at the same time, you know, they bring a lot. They got a lot of talented kids, a lot of athleticism, and we're excited. I think it's one of those games you kind of circle on your calendar. More of a measuring stick to gauge where you guys are in your season, because I think that right now we're starting to play some of our better basketball, and so going to the tournament, you want to know exactly where you guys are as a team collectively to know how far you got to go and how far you come as well.
So and then the next day, the Saturday, you guys turn around and you guys have a home game against LC. Mm-hmm. I mean, once again, you know, this very tough stretch of games this week, and you know, you can't really emphasize that enough. Just how do you kind of plan for, you know, three premier matchups in 1 week?
You know, it's tough. But I think, you know, within the practice plan throughout the week, you kind of throw little things, glimpses here and there, things you might see in a game. LN and LC are very similar as far as playing styles. They play fast. They're trying to make you turn the ball over, live ball turnovers, and turn the defense into the offense. And so our goal, but I think we've been pretty good as far as, like, ball control and not turning the ball over and ball security issues. So, this year, I think we might be averaging maybe 6 turnovers per game, which our goal is always going to be under 9. And so I think we've done a really good job so far this season. And so, I think it's going to be a great game for a great stretch for us, and it'll test us who we are as a team, no doubt.
Well, thank you, Coach Taylor. Make sure you guys tune in to all three of our games this week. We will have coverage of all three of them. And once again, thank you for sitting down and talking with us, Coach.
All right, thank you.